Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Rita Sue Will Show.
Might as well put your hands together.
Rita Sue Will Show.
I need just a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus.
The Rita Sue Will Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. Rita Sue Will Show.
Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go on. Work it. 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 Yeah.
Goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning this is. And welcome again to the Rita Sue Will Show right here on KGCMRadio.com. This is your host, Rita Sue, and I am so glad to be with you all again on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, everybody, we got a beautiful show, a special show coming up for you today. It's going to be a great show. I got two wonderful, wonderful co-hosts that's gonna hook me up today, because we got a lot of things going on today, but I got two co-hosts with me on this morning. Let's see. But before we get started, you know we got to kick things off right, so let's do things right. Y'all know how we do. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, listen, I have three questions for y'all real quick. Who will talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. And who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? Look here. I did the intro. Now I'm going to hand it off to two of my callers. Let me see if they're on the air real quick. Brittany, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. That's that jitterbug, everybody. What about D-Mark? Gosh, Charleston, are you on the line? All right, that's cool. Hold on a second, let me see. I think he's here. Gosh, Charleston, are you with us this morning?
I am here.
All right, those are my two co-hosts this morning, so Rita Sue got to jump off the air real quick, but I went ahead and, you know how they say in the Bible, God always has a ram in a bush, he sent me two rams, because I'm special. So, Brittany, DeMarcus, y'all go ahead and take it away.
Hey,
what's up, people?
What is going on this morning? It is a great honor to be here. We're going to call this the Crimson Cafe, the Takeover Edition. And we are here. Hey. We are here. And I think we have some special guests. I think we have some special guests and stuff that's on the line, too. So, you know, we're going to get to the guests. We have a great show lined up. We even got a letter that we're going to read. You know what I'm saying? So, Brittany, how are you doing this morning? How are you feeling?
Bro, I'm doing good, fam. Like, I just, like, you don't even
tell
know
what
how
God
much
is you
with me just yesterday. And today, you know, it's just, I'm living my life right now. I am. I hope everybody else is living this too. Good morning, everybody. My name is Rodney Williams. We are going to be taking over for the day. We will be assisting my mother, Rita Williams, with her. Rita Sue Will. I'm sorry, Rita Sue Will with her radio show, because she got things to do. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to get out there. She's trying to get her name, her product, and everything out there. So let her do her thing, and we going to do her thing, too. We going to take it over, and we going to show y'all how it's done. Go ahead, D-Mark.
Now, look, all we ask y'all to do is to go ahead, tune in, get yourself comfy, because it's going to be a great show. Now, look. God is amazing. Like, we cannot take that for granted. God is awesome. We thank God for everything that he's doing. Now, this show is designed for the young people. So, look, when you hear the young people say some stuff that you may not agree with, we're not here to tear them down. We're here to lift them up. So, okay, so that's the only rule that we have is that you don't tear down the young people because they are our future, and we need to encourage them so that they can be who God has called them to be. All right? Cool. So, Brodney, you being a young person, I want you to tell what God did for you on yesterday. So some people may need some encouragement this morning.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. So what the Lord has done for me on yesterday, the yesterday evening time, he done sent me over.
The mic is taking over. I'm listening in.
He done sent me over to drive time, and do you know what happened? I left there with a car. Any car. I left there with an SUV. Thank you, Jesus. And I am currently driving it right now. Oh, God. You better come on up in here.
You better come on. You say he gave you a what? A SUV?
He done gave me a SUV. A white SUV. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
You know about that white SUV now. You know about
it. You know I do. You know I do.
You know.
God is truly amazing, and we thank God for allowing you to get that blessing of a vehicle. You ought to be shouting. Everybody, we just thank God. Rodney, how it feel to be driving your own car with your own money?
You don't even know. Just like, I feel how any young people feel at this time when they get their own car. They're like at this point where it's like, okay, so now I can finally do things, you know, on my own without having to ask permission. You know, I can actually go places and I can actually, like, account for myself, and I can learn how to be more independent and not really have to rely on anybody for things that I need. So I feel pretty good about this. I really do, and I thank God for it.
Well, that is awesome to hear. That is real awesome to hear. And, you know, we just thank God that, you know, that you had enough sense to, you know, get up off your butt, go get a job, make you some money, and then purchase your vehicle. Look, this is a testament to our young people. The parents not going to always be there. You're not going to always have your parents to be your ATM. So you need to get up, have yourself a plan, work your plan, get it into position. That way you can be live up to the utmost potential that God has given you. So Rodney is just a testimony of when you get up off your butts, work your plan, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. Nothing you cannot accomplish. So Rodney, we are proud of you this morning. We are really proud of you. So I give you kudos, kudos, kudos. Keep it up. Keep it up, keep it up. And then, Rodney, go ahead, Rodney.
Okay, so, because you know it's summertime and it's hot outside, so guess what God done blessing with?
What happened?
He done blessing with a car with air conditioning. You better come on up in here. You better come on.
Now, all of y'all who listen, y'all know how y'all was with y'all first car. Don't act like, why he keep talking about it? Y'all know how y'all was. Y'all couldn't wait for people to see it. Y'all was riding people. You didn't care about your gas. Your gas light coming on, you was going to fill it back up anyway so you can ride some more. So we are happy for you, Brodney, and we thank God that you have a vehicle you could call your own. So we give you, like I said, kudos up to you. And, Brodney, what is your plan now that you have your car? What is your next plan now that you've knocked that notch off your list?
Well, actually, my next plan is to save some more money and to get an apartment. So not only will I have a vehicle to call my own, I will also have a place to call my own.
You better come on here and say it this morning. I almost ran down these stairs in my house. You better come on. You know, and so because he has a plan. That's how it starts. You have to have a plan. I know our reader Sue talked about it a couple of weeks ago about with Danielle about working your plan, knowing what you want to do, writing the vision and making it plain. That way the devil can't confuse you when it comes to your vision because you already have it written down and you know exactly how to go about it, because God has given you every step of the way. He says, we talked about it in our workshop this week, is that if we just lean on him, that he'll direct our path. A lot of times we lean on our own understanding, and that's when we go wrong. But when we acknowledge God, he truly will direct our path, and it's only because of him that we're able to attain the things that we have. So, young people, get you some Jesus, then get you a plan, and then you'll be all right. All right? Cool.
All right.
Now, I know we have some people on the line, and I'm going to try to see. Now, Arita, if you're listening, if I do this wrong now, just know, charge it to my head is not my heart, like the church people say. let's see. Phone number 7044. Are you on the line? Phone number 7044. See, that's what I'm saying. I probably did it wrong.
All right, amen. Okay. let's go ahead and go to the next caller.
Let me see. Phone number 9762. Are you on the line with us this morning? 9762.
I don't know if that's me.
You on the line, whoever said, I don't know if it's me.
That was me. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
This is Satori, if y'all wanted to know.
Hey, Satori.
Oh. Satoto. Photography. You better call me. Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great.
Right. Chitori, guess
Chitori,
what?
Look.
Chitori, guess
what's
what?
Good. What's good?
You are caller number 9. You will be going to see the Mavericks play tonight.
Thank you so much.
We don't have no ticket. You don't have to buy your own ticket at the door. Just tell them you're number 9. Tell them you're number 9, and you can buy your own ticket. Now, not for real, though, Chitori. This morning, we're kind of talking about young people becoming more independent and working their plan, and because we got to reiterate some of that stuff. Sometimes you got to go back to some of the stuff you already talked about, just so that you know, to make an emphasis. So I know something about Chitori that people don't know. She is a writer, she is an actress, she's a singer, she does a lot of different. She's a dancer, she does a lot of things. So Chitori, you being a freshman in high school now, what are some of the things you want to accomplish as you go throughout your high school career?
Well, you know, number one on that list, not really number one, but, you know, high up on that list is to get a lead role in something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. And then, you know, good grades, any type of basic thing, you know, like that. But outside of my high school career, look forward into my college career. I'm trying to get out of Texas to go to college, you know.
Hey, at least you got a vision. That's all that matters. You have a vision and you want to follow through with that. That's good.
Right?
Now, look, now, Satori, you know me. Now, you say you want to get a lead role. What steps are you taking in order to ensure that that's going to happen?
Well, you know, there's only so much I can do, you know. Like, I'm not the casting director or anything. So all I can do is prepare myself for the role, as in, and take on that person that I'm trying to be, the character that I'm trying to be, and really develop the character that I'm talking about. And
you better come out here.
All right. Which well, is what how would you say you are preparing yourself for a lead role in a movie or play?
Well, you got to do every time you get a script or you get a role, you have to do a character analysis. Basically, ask yourself, who do you want this character to be? How do you want this character to sound? Where do you want this character to be from? If that's not already given to you, which majority of the time is not, and how you want this character to interact with the people around them.
That's good.
All right.
Well, not well. For me, you, I'm not disagreeing with you, Shatori, but
okay.
I guess I could say what my opinion about a character is not really how does he affect those like that are just around him. He needs the character he or she needs to affect those who are watching, not just those who are around, because the people who are around, they just go. Some people, they might interpret it another way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? I'm just letting you do your thing. You know what?
No, you're right. You're right. But the way that I interact with the other people should affect the audience.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
know. Well, that's good. We encourage you, Shatori. Now, Shatori, before I'm going to get back to you a little bit later because I got to get to our special guest today. But if you can give one piece of advice for another young person who is striving to be an actor or actress, what piece of advice would you give that young person?
Do not give up at all. If this is what you really want to do, just because some people are discouraging you or you feel like you're not going to get a role, do not give up on your dreams.
Damn, there it is. You heard it here first. And just for those who are just now waking up, look, if you're just wiping the crust out of your eye, you are listening to the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition with your boy God Shelter. And who do we have else? Come on, speak up to him, Isaiah.
Yes. Okay. Who I'm going to call out? Donovan White.
Wait,
up.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm calling people out. Y'all better come on, wake up. Y'all better
now,
listen to this show.
Now we do have a special guest, and I had the opportunity of working with this young lady, and she is a blessing. She's truly somebody that I can and motivate and inspire myself after. I see her work day to day, and she is striving. She's also in school, getting her degree, you know what I'm saying, in radio broadcasting. Miss Bianca, are you here? Are you with us?
GP, are you with me?
Yay!
Hey, woo! There she go. I want y'all to give it up for Miss Bianca Knockem in the building.
For real.
And now look, for those of y'all again just not waking up, you're right here. Listen to the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition. Arita has some stuff to do. Now look, if you want to call in and talk to anybody, including us, you can call in right now, 773-897-6291. Again, the phone number to call in is 773-897-6291. You can call in, give your opinion, give some advice, or just praise the Lord because He is worthy to be praised. So,
He so is. You better come on.
Yeah, look.
Don't
Ms.
get
Bianca,
me started.
Ms. Bianca, you've
know.
Been hearing us talking about, getting our young people ready for independence and also ready for their careers. And so, give the people a little bit about yourself and what you're doing now and, you know, what you got going on.
Oh, okay. My name is Bianca. I am originally from a small town called Robbins, Illinois. That's right outside of Chicago, actually the south suburb of Chicago. I've been in Dallas for the past 10 years. I started college back in 2002. And when I first started out, I was going to be a teacher. But that suddenly changed after my first year. So I didn't go back after my first year. I actually came to Texas to visit a friend, and I end up coming back to Texas 3 years later to stay. I am the only family that I have out here, myself and my son, who's 9 years old. And just about 2 years ago, I recently decided to get back into the arena of finishing school to get my degree in communications. So that's what I'm working on now. I'll be graduating with my associate's in communications this May.
All right, you come on, you better graduate. Come on across that stage now, because I need an invite. I need to be sitting in the front row with my banner up, screaming and hollering with no voice.
Okay.
So, yeah, give it up for Miss Bianca Knockham getting her degree, I'm telling y'all.
Okay, so, Miss Bianca, what made you switch to communication?
Well, with communications, there's so many avenues. I mean, when you think of communications, you think about life in general. It takes communication. It takes listening.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you realize it or not, you're dealing with image, public relations, things like that. So any job market that I ever decide to go into, you know, when they see that communications background, you know, then automatically, you know, that gets me a foot in the door. She knows, you know, how to communicate with people. She knows how to write emails, you know, different things like that. So that's a general part of life. Ultimately, I would like to do radio. And I want to do radio because I feel like I have something to say. Now, when you first meet me off top, you know, you may think, oh, she's so quiet, she doesn't talk much. But I don't believe in talking just be talking. You know, there has to be a purpose. There has to be something behind it for me. And mm-hmm. I think I'm better behind the scenes than in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And one thing I want to piggyback on what you said, Bianca, for our young people who are listening, she said, you know, she wants to have a purpose behind what she says, not just saying stuff because that just sounds like noise. You know, we want to have a purpose when we're doing whatever we do. So whatever you decide to do, our young people, look, have a purpose behind it. If you want to sing, sing with a purpose. If you want to dance, dance with a purpose. Act with a purpose. TV, do everything with a purpose. And so, Ms. Bianca, do you do any other things like writing or acting or any of those things?
Yes, I actually write. For the most part, my whole life, I've always written, especially when it comes to expressing myself. I find that I'm better at it on paper. Most of my writings are inspired by everyday life. Naturally, I'm an observer of many cultures and people, so I'm always watching, you know, and listening. But recently, over the past couple of years, you know, my writings are inspired by sermons and different messages.
Wow.
So I always take a little bit of that, and then, you know, I'm able to write a piece of, you know, something about relationships or something pertaining to, you know, just growing up, things like that.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. I got another question for you. Have you done any internship in radio or TV or anything?
Right now, I'm actually working on my resume. Cool. Right now, I attend Richland in Dallas. They have an excellent communications program. There's a radio show called KDUX Web Radio. It's studentmedia.com. So every Wednesday we were, you know, getting on doing shows such as Hot Topics, you know, What Matters to Me, things like that. Right now for the last part of it, we're actually working on news anchoring. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit of everything. I'm just quietly getting my resume together. You know, doing different things such as this, you know, when Ms. Rita asked me to come on, I'm like, okay, you know, this is building, you know, for where I want to go.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to be one of those this just in type people, right?
Hey, if it comes, why not?
Hey, say that. Hey.
You better
D-Mark,
say
you got any questions?
Sure. Now, Ms. Bianca, I've gotten to know you over a course of almost a year and a half now, and what I will say is that it's been a pleasure to get to know you. You are actually really a funny, really funny person, goofy. Most people don't get to see that side of you. What advice could you give to someone who is maybe struggling with the decision process on where to go, what to do? What they want to major in, that type of person, what would you give, advice would you give to that young person?
I would say, you know, think about what they're passionate about. You know, I believe that your spirit, your soul, you're attracted to what's in your soul, within your spirit. you know, whatever you find yourself most attracted to. I think everybody these days are more so trying to be seen, and they don't think that they matter or what they dream or envision is valid. But it is valid. And the one thing that I say is that they should commit to it, because commitment, you know, without commitment, nothing happens. Basically, you can't conquer anything that you're not committed to. So commit yourself to that vision, to that dream, to that goal, even if no one else does. For the most part, I always say that I don't know who I am, but I know what I am not. You know, in most situations that we find ourselves in, it's like I don't supposed to be here. I got to go. I don't know where I'm going, but I got to get out of here. You know, so I just say keep moving. You know, even if it's not what you want to do, you know, still keep that in the back of your mind, you know, for everything that you do, that this is only preparing me for what's to come. Because ultimately, I think God gives us previews of the coming attractions in our lives. And if we're not paying attention, we miss it.
Wow.
That's it.
You better come on. For those of you who are just not joining in, we're right here on the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition with your boy Guy's Chosen and Isaiah, and we're talking to Miss Bianca Nockum, future radio personality, author, all of that great stuff, student, mom. She's a great role model for our young people. And if you want to call in and talk to Miss Bianca or myself or Isaiah, you can call in right now, 773. Hold on, y'all. You know I got to get the system right. 773-897-6291. Again, 773-897-6291. Now, Isaiah, I think we have another guest on the line. I see another caller. Let's get the caller in. You want to get the caller in? Let's get the caller in.
Let's get the caller in.
Phone number 3189. Are you with us this morning?
Yes.
Come on, yes. That was a strong yes. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with? Caller? 3189, caller? What's your name?
Okay.
Where you from? All right. We're going to move on to the next caller. I see another caller on the line. And this is phone number 6875. Are you with us this morning?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Hey,
who
now.
This? This sounds familiar. Who this?
This is Brian from Zion Baptist Church. How y'all doing?
You better come on here now. Now, you on the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition. Now, you know, we've been talking to Miss Bianca Nockum, who is a college student. She's getting her degree in communication. She's an author. Have you had a chance to be listening in or what she had to say?
Well, I did catch some of it. Her saying, you know, that she did a resume or mean to be a radio personality. You know, I said, all right. Look at you over here trying to make it big over here.
Now, go on and say hi to Miss Bianca Bryan. Go ahead and say hi to her.
Hey, Miss Chung.
Hey. Now, Brian, are you outside? It sounds like you're in the wind. You all right?
I'm good. I'm in the wind a little bit, yeah.
I don't want the tornado to sweep you up off the ground now.
Oh, trust me. I'd be too much for the wind to be picking up somewhere. I ain't gonna lie.
Now, look, just in case, one more time, Brian, we're going to come back to you in just a second, okay?
All right.
Cool. Stay with us. Stay with us. Now, look, just in case, again, if you're just not joining in, you're right here on the Crimson Cafe. We're calling it the Takeover Edition. And, Brian, look, you know how we do.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't be right if we didn't read a letter, right? So we're going to go ahead and read a letter.
Exactly.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to read a letter. You know, and Miss Bianca, now look, I want you to give your honest opinion. And whoever's listening, you could call in right now, 773-897-6291, and give your opinion as well on the letter. Now, look, the design of this letter is somebody writing in to get some help. Now, they ain't asking for your degradation or your tearing down or your discouragement. But what they need is some words of encouragement, words of inspiration, and words of motivation. All right? So
exactly.
we're gonna get to the letter right here, and you know Aunt Rita will be proud right now. Okay, the letter says, "Dear Aunt Rita, I'm 17 years old, and I have a serious problem with my parents. I have a lot of arguments with them because they get angry at me for talking with my friends on the phone. They say that I'm talking on my phone to my friends, interrupts my studying on weekday evenings, and that I don't do my schoolwork by making these unnecessary phone calls. How can I persuade them I need my friends and I can do my schoolwork also and that my parents are wrong about what I'm doing?" Signed, Desperate Teenager.
All right.
So,
Oh, go ahead, DeMarc.
No, I'm saying, Miss Bianca, you've heard the letter. What advice could you give this desperate teenager who seems to have a problem with the phone versus homework?
I would say let it be in the action. If you only have the grade that you need, then that's proof that I am able to multitask. I'm able to talk to my friends and while also, you know, getting good grades in school and doing everything that I'm supposed to do.
You better say it.
You said exactly what I was thinking. As long as your grades looking good and you're not getting into any trouble, I believe that it's fine. It's fine.
Right, but it seems like we're missing something from the story. Like, did something happen? Why, you know, the parents don't feel like she needs to be on the phone with the friend? Like, it seems like we're missing a piece.
Me too. I was going to say the same thing. We don't know what her friends are like in this letter. She kind of leaves us hanging like, oh, I'm just talking to my friends like it's just casual conversation. Maybe the parents have caught her talking about something she shouldn't have been talking about, and maybe that's why they're persuading her not to use the phone so much. We don't know. But, you know, as young people, we sometimes leave out the other half of the story because we want to be right. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
And I'm just going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying, because I was 17 once before, and, yeah, I've said a whole lot of things, and I ain't always tell the truth, because, you know, there's three sides to the story, my side, your side, and then the truth. So I'm going to go to the phone lines to get some people's opinions. Phone number 3609, are you with us this morning? 3609, are you with us this morning, caller? All right. We're going to bring Brian back. Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you get a chance to hear the letter this morning?
I did get the chance to hear the letter.
So what's your opinion of the letter?
I was 17 once before, too. That's a long time ago now. I can say that now. I guess the thing is, you got to listen. I guess both parties have to listen to each other. I mean, it's not just, you know, you listen to your parents. Parents know why every time. You know, I think sometimes parents have to, you know, sometimes listen to the kids. Because, like my mama said, even kids can teach adults too. Adults can learn stuff too. So, I'm not saying that the adults not right. I'm not saying the kids wrong. I'm just saying maybe I need a mutual ground to which I can agree on.
All right.
Yeah, that's my little two cents.
Well, that was a very valuable two pennies. I will take that, put that in my pocket. because I know that helped me. I would say this, desperate teenager, whoever you may be, you have to be open to correction as well. We can't, a lot of times as young people, we confuse correction with judgment. And it's not necessarily that your parents are judging your action. They're just worried about your future as your parents, just as what God would be. He wants the best for us, and so does your parents that he's allowed you to be born into. We got to be open to correction. We got to be open to receiving some advice from our parents, even though we're getting up in age and we're close to that 18 mark where we feel like we're able to make our own decisions. Remember that your parents are there to be a guiding force, to be that people you can rely on to tell you the truth. Because a lot of times your friends will be your yes people. They'll say yes to anything just because you guys are friends. But you actually need some people in your life that's going to keep it real, they're going to keep it truthful, and keep it 100. So maybe your parents have heard some things that necessarily wouldn't be in your best interest because they know the potential that you have. So it's not necessarily that they're trying to knock you down, but they see past what you see right now because of their age. So I hope that helps you, desperate teenager. I hope that gives you a oversight on what to do and how to receive it. So just if you're just not joining in, you're right here on the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition with God's Chosen. Got Isaiah. You still with us, Isaiah?
Of course I am. Of course. I'm just
okay, I'm just making sure you know systems, you know, sometimes have problems.
Yeah, I feel you.
And then we're talking to our special guest, Miss Bianca Naka. Miss Bianca?
I'm here.
Did that sound good? Did I get some good advice? I hope I did. You know.
Yes. That's true. As children, you know, we always take it as judgment or, you know, parents just don't understand. You know, that type of thing. But in the end, they do understand. You know, they try to protect us from a lot of things that they went through is what it is protection. Of course, we're not going to look at it that way because we have yet to form our own adult eyes. We're still children, so we're seeing with our children eyes. This is what I want to do. You know, I should be able to do it, that type of thing.
You better come on and preach in here, Bianca, now. Shoot.
You're right on.
Evangelistic calling on your life. You better keep letting the Lord use you. Now,
he's gonna do it. He said he would.
We do have some more questions for you, Bianca. We want to get a chance to get to know you a little bit more. We understand that you are an aspiring radio personality and you want to get into radio. Do you have any radio personalities that inspire you or that keep you motivated to want to stay in this field?
It's not really the radio that I listen to, especially nowadays, I will admit. Like everything, like I said, I'm inspired more by sermons, by, you know, different purpose-driven messages. You know, when I do listen to the radio at times, I'm stuck in the 90s R&B. So 105.7 is where I live most days. And Shirley Strawberry, I can say her voice is what inspires me and what first captivated me. When she did radio back in Chicago, she used to have a show called The Quiet Storm. And her voice was just the sexiest thing to me. And I was like, oh, I can do that, you know. But, yeah, that's when it really sparked an interest then. But when I do get a chance to listen to the radio, it's the different storytelling, you know, that motivates me and inspires me to want to go ahead and go forth with it.
All right. She said, look, Shirley Strawberry, for y'all who have not heard Shirley Strawberry, she is an awesome radio personality. She is now on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and she does something called the Strawberry Letter that I think is famous on his show, where they basically do what we do. They read a letter, and they give their opinions or their advice. And y'all, listen to Shirley Strawberry. They got some important, you know, some important, inspiring stuff, especially Steve Harvey. I have his book called, you know, Act Like a Man, Think Like Success. And I've been reading that book, and he's a definite inspiration to me. Now, Rodney, did you have any questions for Ms. Bianca? I know you have one burning in your soul.
I have one. I think you already answered. Did you ask who inspires her?
I just did.
Okay, yeah. Well, there it is. That was my question. If you're just now joining with us, you are listening to the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition with your boy, God's Chosen, and your other boy, Isaiah Williams. So y'all go ahead, tune in, and I want to give we forgot to do this before. I want to give honor to whom honor is due. We like to give honor to our God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and
yes,
to my grandma, to Miss Edna Pemberton. If y'all don't know who that is, she's like the pretty much the director of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So that is my grandmother. If y'all looking for her, y'all can go ahead, go down to the community room in the Southwest Center Mall in Oak Cliff, Texas, and you will find her, and she's going to be like, what you doing here? Just say that Isaiah Williams told me to stop by and say hello.
See what I'm saying? Bam.
Yep.
Say hello.
And we'd like to give out all the birthday shout-outs and all the anniversary shout-outs that are out there, y'all. Happy birthday, happy anniversary.
For the month of April. Yes. Look, I can't wait till November so I can do woo for me. Nah.
I can't wait till September. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing is
about September, it's even bigger for me, you know, in a way, you know, because, you know, I won't be a teenager no more.
Oh, I remember when I had just turned 20. That was so many moons ago. Just kidding. Again, we give honor to whom honor is due. Miss Edna Pemberton, we love you here at the Crimson Cafe, and we do give you honor because she is one who we consider a pioneer in our community. She's always working diligently to better Oak Cliff and beautify Oak Cliff. If you want to be a part of the beautification efforts, I know I got to have to swallow first, beautification efforts, you can go to the Southwest Cinema, like Brodney said, and go on down to the community room. Look, she always willing to put somebody to work, but let me give you one disclaimer. If you're slow, don't do it. You're slow,
hey.
You can't do it.
Yeah, hey, no. She's going to put you out.
But if you truly want to be a part of the Oak Cliff beautification efforts, go to the Southwest Center Mall, go down to the community room, see Ms. Edna Pemberton, and tell her that the people at the Crimson Cafe told you to stop by so that you can truly be a part of beautifying our community. Now, we're getting back to our special guest, Ms. Bianca Nockham. Look, Ms. Bianca, if you want to tell the people where they can find you on social media, give them your information, and kind of give them a heads up on what's coming in the future. Ms. Bianca?
I'm sorry about that. I'm here. I'm here. Social media. You can catch me. My Facebook is my name, Bianca Nockham. Instagram is Nockham Out B, KNOCKUMOUTBE. I am partnering up with my best friend. She's a producer for a top TV entertainment company. She just started her own media production company called Making Noise Media. That is Making Noise. It's spelled Noise, is Noize media.com. And it's basically about, it's getting through all of the air pollution that's on the radio. It's stating facts. It's, you know, remembering our history as black people. Also, one of my other good friends, Candace Smith, she has her own IamBeautiful365.com/. And it's basically about boosting self-confidence, self-worth, and black self-love. There, I often write a couple of pieces on food, health,
you know, loving yourself or different inspiration quote for her. So you can find me on those sites.
All right, now, she's like a celebrity. Look, she got so many social medias, I had to write them down. I think I missed a couple. But, Ms. Bianca, we truly at the Christmas Cafe, we want to say congratulations to you on all that you're doing. You're truly an inspiration to us and inspiration to our young people out there because you took it upon yourself to not let your first obstacle defeat you, but you decided to go back and get that degree. A lot of times when we, you know, for whatever reason, we don't, you know, we leave school, we kind of get complacent and comfortable, and, you know, our vision now becomes just a dream, and we kind of just let it fall away. But you took it upon yourself to you say, you know what, I'm going back. I'm getting that thing, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. So we want to say, here at the Crimson Cafe, we applaud you for all that you're doing, for real, because it takes some true courage and some true dedication to get back to a vision that was once in your eye at one point in time. Isaiah, is that the truth or what? Is that the truth? I think that's the
truth. That is all truth. That is all truth. Truth for the S.
And I know Anrita has some questions for you. She said, now, the title for today's show, you know, I know we got a little bit excited. We kind of forgot to give the title. You know how we get sometimes as young people, we get overly excited. The title of the show is Your Next Move. Your Next Move. And so we kind of heard Bianca talking about some of the things she's got coming up. And so, Bianca, what is the one thing that you want to accomplish with your platform of radio?
I just want to inspire and motivate others. I think, for one, the black perspective or the black, you know, people, period, need a different outlook, need a new perspective. You know, how people see us in the media is not who we truly are and what we truly are. So in the platform, I just want to bestow upon us, you know, who we are, the freedom that we actually do have. You know, it'll be all about in terms of motivation and inspiration and, you know, assisting with whatever someone may be going through or need help with. We'll be there.
I love it. Yes. I love it.
Very, very inspiring.
You almost sound like you're speechless, Rodney. What's going on?
No, not speechless. I'm just inspired. You know, I'm inspired to do more with myself.
See, that's what we want to do. We want to inspire our young people to not let what is trying to attack them get the best of them, but we want them to be inspired, encouraged, and to know, look, just because we of age don't mean we got it all right. Like, you know, me being 28 years old, I'm now back in school myself, and what I can say is that it did take some doing for me to go back and try to get this degree all over again. But what I will say, what encouraged me most was just seeing the struggle of my mother and seeing the struggle of my family growing up, and I didn't want to fall into that same stereotype of, you know, like she said, like Bianca said, the black perspective. You know what I'm saying? We oftentimes have the black perspective mixed up, you know, that we have to be poor or we have to be low income or we have to depend on the government. That's not what being black truly is. Being black is being diverse. It's using our gifts to the best of our abilities. It's pulling the good stuff out of us that God put in us, and it's using the wisdom that our foremothers and forefathers gave us many years ago to better ourselves in today's time. So, you know, to my young people, take what you have, use it to the best of your abilities, and watch God manifest the best out of your life. I definitely wanted to say that because, you know, Bianca can tell you we work together and we see a lot of the stereotypical young people that we work with. Who was just complacent with, oh, this is just a great check. I don't want to do nothing else. As long as I'm making great money, it's cool. But it's more than life than that. It's more to life. And Bianca, would you agree with me on that?
I definitely agree. I think the biggest thing with people is time. They all have a time. I should be here at this time. I should have arrived at this time. You know, go do what you need to do. The time is going to pass anyway. Before I knew it, these 2 years had passed, and I was like, I'm here already. You know, the time is going to pass. Just keep working at it.
Wow. I'm just inspired. Like Isaiah said, I'm inspired. I definitely am. We have a couple church announcements we got to do. You know, give you some church announcements, some things that's going on in the community. If you have nothing to do, come out 11 to 1 today. Look, today, I'm telling you today, the Dallas Zoo is doing their season opener, and myself and Isaiah will be a part of the entertainment for this event. We'll be miming out there, giving you some great dancing of the Lord. We're going to be doing some awesome things. So come out and meet us. Not meet us there, but beat us there. 11 to 1, Dallas Zoo, off of 35. Y'all know where it is, next to the McDonald's with the giraffes and the hippopotamus and the rest of the stuff. Come out. Get your kids out. Have a great time. It's going to be warm today. Awesome. Isaiah will be miming there. I'll be miming there. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to have a great time with the community of Dallas and connect with our young people. And if you have nothing to do on Sunday, we will be having the Zion Baptist Church Musical Workshop Concert, where our special guest is none other than the wonderful, the anointed, the talented, Pastor Jermaine G. Landrum out of New Orleans, Louisiana. When I tell you this man is so anointed and musically inclined and so in tune with the Lord that when you walk past him, you're going to be blessed. He's just that anointed. And he has a great, great, he's done a great thing with our choir this week. And come on out, 5 o'clock p.m., Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Raleigh, Texas, 75088. Come on out, 5 o'clock p.m. Now, look, this is to my black people. I don't know if I that don't mean leave your house at 5. That means get there, be in your seat, and be ready to praise and worship by 5. All right?
Yeah, cool. You better come on. They better be ready at 5.
Tell them one more time.
Seats. You better be in your seats at 5.
You better come on and say it. Now,
you
for
know,
those who are...
This is a season for grace and favor. Tell your neighbor, this is my season.
You are a mess. You are a mess.
I don't hear you about it. I don't hear you yet.
This is my season.
You gotta say it so powerful, like this is my seat.
You are crazy. You are crazy.
I believe you.
I know, because your mother will be proud. Now, look, I want to do this before we get out. Miss Bianca, you still with us?
I'm here.
I want y'all to listen to these church announcements. And y'all tell me, these are actual church announcements for some churches. Now, I want y'all to listen to these before we get out the air and tell me what y'all think about these. It's called the 15 Funniest Church Bulletin Bloopers, all right? So we're gonna see what they sound like. The Low Self-Esteem Support Group will be meeting Thursday at 7 o'clock. Please use the back door.
Oh,
Bertha. Bertha Belch, a missionary from Africa, will be speaking tonight. Come here, Bertha Belch, all the way from Africa. Her name is actually Bertha Belch, and they put Belch on the program. Weight Watchers will be meeting at 7 p.m. Please use large double door at the side of the entrance. They are wrong for that. They are wrong for that.
But I probably would have told them to do the same thing. No,
that's wrong. Service starts at 10 a.m. Ushers will usher in the latecomers. See what I'm saying?
They want everybody to know you late.
Right.
We don't know who's late.
You're late.
All right. Number five, don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help.
Huh?
Wow.
That one's a little dark.
I know that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. These are actual church bulletins that you can find, you know, in the program at the church. Now, I'm just a messenger. Number six, next Thursday there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get.
Ooh.
They can't sing.
The sad part is that they said that and that it might be true.
That's true. Number seven, the outreach committee has a list of 25 visitors to make calls on people who are not afflicted with any church. They mean not affiliated. You put afflicted. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar.
Wait. Lay a what?
They said, this being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar.
Okay.
I wasn't going to ask that question, Bianca.
Wait, that's like playing Santa Claus music in church. Okay.
You know, so let me just say this. Now, we
can read this and say it's funny, but
what it is that these messages are being passed forth through the church. And we at a point, and I guess Bianca and Isaiah, y'all can agree with me, at a point, we got to start holding ourselves accountable for how we, as the church, are acting and treat people. Even though it's funny, we love it. This is the reason why the church has such a bad rap, is because of stuff, you know, like this. You know, where you're telling young people, you know, we're having tryouts, y'all need all the help y'all can get. You never know how something may be received. You may never meant it that way. But we can't leave room for the message to get misconstrued and for a young person to think they're not good enough. You get what I'm saying? So we as a church gotta watch what we do and say.
Yes, because you know, we can't show non-believers faith in Christ, you know, those type of things, like you said, because they're watching us to see if they should believe. So we don't want to be somebody's stumbling block, you know, with those types of things.
You better say it. Or we don't want to be somebody's joke. We should not be a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't be able to Google stuff like this and be able to laugh about it, because the church should not be a joke. And we've gotten into an age where the church has literally become a place where people come to see a show every Sunday. I want to see what Sister So-and-so does. I want to see what they got on. I want to see what her makeup look like. I want to see what Easter suit he going to wear this Sunday. I want to see, you know, and we should not have those type of thoughts coming to church. I just have to get that out. You know, I have to get that word out. Now,
get the word.
If you're just now joining in, you're right here on the Crimson Cafe Takeover Edition with your boy God Chosen and your other boy over there down the street somewhere on the road, Isaiah Williams over there. And we are talking to Bianca Knockham, future radio personality, author, community activist, all of that and more, hardworking mom. Miss Bianca, before we get off the air, do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody who may be listening to the show or who may go back and listen to the show a little bit later on?
Yes, I would like to shout-out to my son, Bryce Austin. He just turned 9. Also to my best friends, Tina Hill, Candace Randolph, and Candace Edwards. Those are the friends that we've been together since, man, grade school. Shout-out to them.
All right. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, yeah. happy birthday. We shouting you out right here on the Crimson Cafe. And Isaiah, did you want to give any shout out? You know, because we got shout out too.
I like to give a shout out to, you know, my little cousin Jared, Jay Bailey. You know what I'm saying? He over here in the kitchen whipping it up or washing it up. He's washing dishes.
All right. I just want to give a shout out to all the listeners of the Crimson Cafe. Thank y'all for putting up with us this Saturday morning. We thank y'all for putting up with us. Hey, Isaiah, you're still on the air. You're still on the air. Still on the air. Act right. Now, act right. Now,
my bad.
Look, they fighting in the background. No, but I just want to say shout out to all the listeners and the faithful listeners to the Crimson Cafe, which me being one of them. Arita, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for trusting us with your show. We thank all the listeners for putting up with our shenanigans today. Because, you know, we are some crazy people, but we truly love God and we truly want to represent him well and want to encourage our young people. And, you know, I thank Ms. Bianca Knockham, too, as well. I shout you out. I applaud you. I give you kudos, as we say at work, because you are doing the doggone thing. When I heard, because we work together, we don't often hear, you know, other outside stuff that we do. When I heard of some of the stuff that you did, I was like, wow, that's very inspiring to me, because when you're at work, you kind of reserved, you kind of laid back. But then when I start hearing some of the noise that you're making in the community, that was a good word. You're quiet at work, but you're making noise in the community. That's going to preach. But I heard some of the things that you were doing, and I was very inspired, and I couldn't wait to talk to you. So it just fell right on time when Arita had something to do, and she asked me and Isaiah to do the show. So I just want to applaud everybody that's listening. Applaud you. Applaud Isaiah. He got his car. He's becoming independent. He works for Genpak as well. He's working with us. And so I just want to say shout out to all the young people doing their thing in this season, because this is truly the season where God is really blessing and really opening up doors. So take advantage of the God that we serve, because he's truly making a way in this season. You know, I always say this is my season for grace, for favor. That's one of my favorite songs, because I truly believe that this is the season. So we got about 3 more minutes on the show. Well, we're actually over time, I think, a little bit. Arita probably finna call us and kick us out. But before we go, you know, we just want to say thank you to Ms. Bianca. Now, Ms. Bianca, for those who missed it, give out your social media information one more time.
Facebook, Bianca Knockham. That's BEONCAKNOCKUM. Instagram is Knockham Out B. That's KNOCKUMOUTBE.
I like that, Knockham Out B. I like that.
Thank you.
Isaiah, since you're the
yes,
guest host, tell them where they can find you on social media.
Y'all can go ahead, hit me up on Facebook at Brodney Williams. You know, it's just simple, Brodney Williams. Thank you. And let's see, y'all want to get my Snapchat? Y'all want to get my Snapchat?
It
it's Isaiah.ayo. That's Isaiah dot A-Y-O.
Not right. And if you want to find me, you can find me on Facebook at DeMarcus Hicks, DEMARCUS, last name Hicks, HICKS. You can find me on Instagram as God's Chosen Mind. You can find me on Snapchat at God's Chosen. You can find me on Twitter, God's Chosen. Find me on YouTube, DeMarcus Hicks, whatever. Hit me up. And I want to say, keep following the Crimson Cafe. And soon, Isaiah knows, because he's a part of it. We'll be launching God's Chosen Dance Company April 29th.